Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Man City are now turning their attention to Robert Lewandowski as they try to find a new centre forward. They, of course, lost Sergio Aguero in the summer. He left on a free contract to join Barcelona. After seeing a £100 million bid for Harry Kane rejected by Tottenham, City are now looking at potential options. One of them is to get an improved offer ready for Kane. The City are on the lookout for a new centre forward as soon as possible. Reports suggest Pep Guardiola's side are preparing a new and improved offer for the 27-year-old. The original offer was £100 million being part exchange rather than straight cash. Report adds that City might prefer to shell out £150 for the England skipper, but players such as Gabriel Jesus and Bernardo Silva would have to be moved on first. Kane scored 4 goals at Euro 2020, but if that deal doesn't come to fruition, the citizens are also happy to look at Lewandowski. Of course, one issue would be the age difference. The Poland captain is older than Kane. He managed the Polo during his 3 years at Bayern Munich, did Guardiola, and he's confident that he could get him at 2 at the Etihad Stadium. Though Bayern want to keep the striker, he's 32 and wants a long-term deal and could finish his career in the Premier League. One player that's also been linked with the move is Jack Grealish. Aston Villa supporters have been given a boost heading into pre-season, with Jack Grealish hinting he could be ready to stay at the club. He's an integral part of their future going forward. He's posed in the new club kit, and of course fans have taken that as a sign that he could well be staying for the permanent situation rather than moving on so quickly. Others, of course, have joked that and said, of course, it will only boost sales. And Man City will play fellow CFG club ES Troyes AC as part of this summer's pre-season schedule. The Premier League champions will travel to France to face the league title holders on Saturday the 31st of July. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.